Hi, thank you for joining Sincerely A Better Me. I'm your host, Divine Favor. And with this show, I'll be discussing life situations and how to overcome obstacles to basically help you succeed in life. Different things that trouble us, different things that hold us back, different things that kind of depress us or keep us in a sheltered state of mind. If there's anybody out there that's ever experienced a really, really traumatic experience, then you understand how hard sometimes it is to overcome that. If you've ever experienced the death of the family, or if you ever experienced something that was really traumatic for yourself, like maybe you experienced a car accident, you know, maybe you experienced sometimes a really extremely bad breakup, could be something that could be really traumatic for you, especially if it was somebody that if it was your first love or something of that nature, you know. I know a couple of people who have spent their whole life looking for the right person, and when they finally found who they thought would be the right person, and it turned out not to be that person at an adult age, that kind of tore them apart. So that goes under the mind frame of a really traumatic experience, you know, because when you've set up in your mind frame a schema of how things are supposed to be, and you spend your life working towards that, when something comes along to break that down, kind of destroys that for you, it really messes with your mindset, your mind frame. Anything that comes along and messes with your schema or your thought of how the world should be. Anything that kind of puts you in distress and distraught state. Those are the things that could kind of keep you in limbo. If you've ever experienced something to the point to where it's pushed you over the edge, it's pushed you close to suicide, it's pushed you to depression, it's pushed you to not wanting to deal with people in a sheltered state or so, then I do believe that this is something for you. Even if it's not that bad or on a mild state, you know, that is something that we as human beings, we want to avoid, because we tend to get wrapped up in our emotions at times. The world that we live in, especially in this Americanized society, it feeds off of emotion. It feeds off of emotion, and it feeds off of capitalism. And we all know with capitalism, you know, that's a very, capitalism is a very bureaucratic system. You know, with a system like that, you're not allowed to really have emotions. You're not allowed to really express yourself. So when you have an over-emotionalized society, you know, that drives off of controlling you off of your emotions, and then you're forced to try to live up to this oppression that they feed into your head about the way life should be. And so, and they squeeze you into this box where you're not allowed to even express yourself emotionally. You know, you're kind of being set up for failure if you allow yourself to continue with that train of thought. So, there are some things that I have experienced personally in my life, and this is things I've experienced throughout the course of 3 years, you know, that I've experienced that's kind of brought me to, in the past, it's brought me to a state of mind of kind of a hopelessness. And I myself took the personal step of overcoming that, of stepping outside the box with some things and realizing that I had to change my mindset. I had to change the way I thought in order to achieve the things that in order to achieve a better life, and also in order to come out of that state of mind that I was in. Okay. just to go over a few things. My name is Divine Favor. I'm a person that has always been an advocate for the underdog. That is what I do. But along with that, I do have a bachelor's degree in the field of sociology. Within the field of sociology, I focus on the study of human behavior. And from there, I will proceed to go on to get my master's in a field of such in public administration. But, you know, to cover things, my credentials or what I've been through, those are just some of the things that, you know, as far as professional credentials that I have. That does not make me a master of anything, of course. You know, I still have to go get my master's. I will say that I am quite a person that has been through a lot. Has been not through it all, you know, but I've been through enough to know firsthand experience, to understand from a firsthand point of view of what it feels like to go through these emotional tugs that kind of jerk your heart back and forth, jerk your mind back and forth, your logic, your schema, the way of thinking, your thought of mind and everything, you know. So within that, and within me studying, and within me doing a lot of meditation and praying, you know, I thought to myself, I know that there is a higher purpose for me. And there is something that I'm being called to do. And so that is when, about a year ago, I started composing Sincerely a Better Me. Now, I would ask you to please be advised that everything that I say, everything that I suggest are just suggestions, okay? These are just my ideas and my thoughts. So, just as a word of advice, just as a warning, I am not a professional, as far as I do not have a PhD, but I am a professional mother. I am a professional caregiver. You know, I am a professional human being. I'm a professional at understand what it means to be human and being able to reach out to other people, being able to reach out to their hearts. I'm not perfect, and I do get tripped up myself, but if you will allow me, tune in with me every Wednesday, and we can go over these things together step by step, you guys, as I research information and learn information and send it out there to everybody. You guys could learn and really decide for yourselves if this helps, because my only aim is to help and do what I feel that I've been called to do. So everything I say, just kind of sit back and just listen. And see if this is something that applies to you. And see if this is something that can help you. With that being said, I would like to thank you and welcome you for joining me in the first episode of series of Sincerely a Better Me. So, starting off with this topic, I would like for everybody just kind of sit back, relax, take a deep breath. Just kind of clear your mind, because I know that you have already been through a long, stressful, hectic day. If you're trying to make it in society, if you're trying to make it in the world, if you feel like things are just kind of piling up on you and you don't really understand why, you're trying to make it out the rat race, you're trying to succeed in life, and everywhere you turn, it just seems like things are kind of holding you back. It seems like things are kind of holding you down. Every time you take two steps forward, life throws you a monkey wrench and throws you three steps back. You know, every time you try to do good, every time you try to step out there, every time you try to make a difference, you turn around, you're getting lemons thrown at you. Life is throwing you lemons. And they're not just any lemons. Life is throwing you lemons that are in the size of big fat, gigantic grapefruits, and they're hitting you in your eye, and you don't know what to do, and you don't know whether you should go for it, you don't know whether you should back up, you don't know if you should move to the left, you don't know if you should move to the right, you don't know if you should be angry, you don't know if you should be mad, you don't know if you should kind of take the humble approach, you know, you're just kind of waiting, and you're tired of waiting, you're tired of getting things thrown at you constantly, you're tired of life beating you up, and you just don't know what to do. It's okay. Remember that you're human. In life, it is okay for things not to go as planned. Okay? What you need to realize is that you are in the here, you are in the now. So from right now, from this moment, everything before this moment, everything before you hearing this is irrelevant. It no longer matters. What matters now is what are you going to do to try to make that change in your life for you to take charge and to come out. And that does involve growth. That does involve development. That does involve, you know, you becoming a better person. And that does involve you coming face to face in terms with the things that you need to realize about yourself and the world and society around you in order for you to be able to do that. Okay? So, I do apologize for lengthy introduction, first show, first episode. But when life just seems too hard. And that is the topic for today. When life just seems too hard. When it's so hard to the point to where you just stand stagnant. And you're just kind of stuck there in the middle. And you don't really know what to do. And like I say, you feel like you're stuck in this rat race. You know, you feel like the world's tugging at you. If it's not one thing, it's another. The car's breaking down. The children are running chaotic, you know, your work is acting up, you know, or if you're trying to look for work every time you turn around, you know, something is happening, it's just preventing you from being able to get the job you want or find the things you need and stuff like that, you know, and everything just seems chaotic, you know. First off, the first thing that you need to realize out of all this is you are more powerful than what you think. That is very important. You got to realize that you have power within yourself to control these things and stop these things. Okay? You got to realize it's in you. Life seems chaotic. Life, there are things that are genuinely chaotic. There are things that are going to happen. But life seems chaotic because you more or less allow it to be that way. I know that sounds kind of cruel to a certain extent, but it's not. Okay? I know it feels like, oh, these things are impreventable. You know, like it's not my fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. No. Remember, when I started, I said that everything from before this point is irrelevant. It is not your fault for what you did not know. It is not your fault. Okay, now you know, whether you understand it or not, now you know that you are a powerful being. Now you know that you have the ability to take charge of your life and to control the things that seem uncontrollable. And make the changes that you need to make for yourself in order to be able to do that. Okay? So what I mean that is by realize that nothing's going to happen unless you allow it to happen. Okay, so let's think about that for a minute, you know. What are the reasons why our life becomes so chaotic? What are the reasons why life becomes so difficult and it just seems unbearable? What are the things that are happening to you? You know, think about some of the list of things that, you know, I said, you know, your kids are acting all crazy. Things at work is just kind of chaotic, you know. Problems within the relationship and stuff that you're having or wasn't, you know, all these things, you know, you got to think about the different aspects of that, okay, and see them and realize them for what they are. Like I said before, you have a very emotional ties. Society, you know, you have a society that's ran off emotion. You have a world that's ran off emotion, and realize that emotions are used a lot of times to control things, you know. If anybody knows me from any of the past shows that I've been on, they know that I'm a real big conspiracy person. I'm not going to get into that because that is not what this show is about, okay. But I would like to throw out there, if you ever feel like things are against you, if you feel like things are plotting up against you, your friends, your family, or just the enemy. Because lots of times it is not particularly that friend. And it's not particularly that significant other. You know, it's not particularly that child, that mother, that sister. You know, but the way I like to see it sometimes is it could be, you know, that negative energy itself. It could be the enemy himself. It could be the devil himself. Whatever you believe in, what you believe manifests. Whatever is your spirituality, whatever connects for you, whatever you understand, realize that it is real. Okay? Realize that these things are happening. Okay? For whatever level of understanding that you have, realize that these things are happening and you are more or less allowing these things to happen to you, and there is a way that you can stop these things from happening to you. You know, society is ran off, is emotionally driven, because emotions are something that is used to control a person. Emotions could build a person up, or emotions could destroy a person. If you get the person in the right mind frame, you can build that person up and say love is one of the highest sources of energy. It holds the highest vibrations. It does. And love is something that can build a person up. Love is something that can overcome obstacles. Love is something that can overcome major odds. Love is something that can, you know, could create unity or something, you know. And bring people together, could bring you to a higher state of mind. Now, emotions could be used in the other sense of the negative emotions, negative energy. And that is something that can tear you apart and it could bring you down. You know, the negative energy that comes from the things that happen to you create emotions, and these are the things that are set out to keep you in that trapped mind frame. These are things that are set out to keep your mind possessed, keep your mind controlled, keep your mind from being able to progress and develop and reach the higher you. It keeps you trapped in society. It keeps you trapped in this rat race that you feel that you're in. If you feel that you're in this rat race and you believe that you're in this rat race, you're going to stay in the rat race. Believe me. Hear me. If you keep that ideology, you are going to stay in that world. You have to change your mindset. Now, it is hard to change your mindset when you have these emotions controlling you. It's hard to change your mindset when you have these emotions tugging at you. It's hard to change your mindset when the person that you looked up to just told you you ain't good for nothing. It's hard to change your mindset when the person that you modeled yourself after is gone and you can never get them back and that void is just missing. It's hard to change your mindset when it seems like the world is against you. And no matter what you do, it's just hard. Anything that you do for 21 days develops a habit. Anything that you do for 21 days kind of sets the tone. And it kind of locks that into your mindset, your brain or so. So if for 21 days you feel broke, for 21 days you feel like you can't make it, if for 21 days you're depressed, if for 21 days you're crying, if for 21 days you can't get your mind wrapped around why this is happening, if for 21 days, you know, there are things that you are allowing, because remember, you're allowing this to happen, you can change it. You choose to view these things, or you could choose to let it go. But if for 21 days, you're noticing these things. Now, keep in mind, it doesn't mean that these things aren't really happening to you. Yes, these things are really happening to you, whether other people see you or not, okay? Because first of all, you got to realize that, you know, you got to have a strong mindset. You do not have time to dibble and dabble back and forth with whether or not these things are really happening to you, whether these things are not happening to you, whether these things were set out to be against you, whether these things are set out to stop you, whether you feel you're being set up or whatever like that. You know, none of that really matters. So you got to get whatever you need to realize in your mindset, whatever you need to get in your mindset to set. Do that for you. Okay, because if you're trying to decide back and forth whether these things are happening or whether like that, you're going to run yourself crazy trying to prove it. You're going to run yourself crazy. Is it happening? Is it not? No, forget about that. Decide in your mind, okay, it happened. Whether you can prove it or not, if you proved it and you've got the proof for it and it gives you the peace of mind, then you are a lucky person. I am a lucky person. You know, I am. Thanking the Most High. But if you could prove it, that's great. If you can't, do not waste your time. Because after you spent all that time trying to prove that this person is trying to set you up, or trying to prove that this is happening, or trying to prove that this comes kind of spiritual, just some kind of spiritual thing that's happening there that's messed with you, or trying to prove that you know they really are doing this to you in your job, or trying to prove that your husband or your significant other, your wife really is cheating on you, or trying to prove that your friend really did go behind your back and do that, or trying to prove is you really whatever you do trying to prove or whatever like that. You know, you are going to waste your energy. You spent 21 days into doing that, and that is going to run you crazy. Stop it. You know for you what is going on. No matter what anybody else feels or believe. And trust me, because I ain't one to know for firsthand experience. It is not worth it after you have found the proof. It is not worth it. What is more worth it is your sanity. What is more worth it is your peace of mind. Now, you have an option. You could either spend time trying to figure out why. You could either spend time trying to figure out, you know, what is going on, trying to prove it. You could either spend time trying to get all these things together or whatever like that. Or you could spend time working on the positive side of your life and loving yourself. You can spend time building a peace of mind and doing what you need to do for you to become a stronger person. Because this is what happens. You spend all that time trying to prove this. You spend all that time trying to do that and do all this or whatever like that. And you think, if you think it's a conspiracy, if you think, you know, your ex-significant other's out to get you and make you feel like a worthless person, whatever like that, you trying to spend that time trying to figure it out, they have already won. You have already given them dominion over you. You have already given them power. Even if you're trying to prove this so you can stop what they're doing and they won't have power over you. No, no, no. You've already put your energy into it, so you've given them the power. Stop it. Stop allowing yourself to feel sorry for yourself. Stop allowing yourself to get so upset. Realize that nobody's perfect. Not even you. And that is okay. Realize that you can overcome. Realize that it doesn't matter why. What matters is you. Now flipping that over. You know, these negative emotions, these negative energies are very real. These negative emotions, these negative energies are happening. So, already saw it in your mind. Yes, it is happening. You need to know this is happening. You know why? Don't get comfortable. You need to guard and protect your mindset. You need to guard and protect your sanity. You're not going to do that chasing those things. Okay? Now, that negative mindset keeps you trapped. What did I say? That is the highest vibration? Love. Now, see, this is the trick. This is the trick of the enemy. Is you modeling yourself after a role model. You're modeling yourself after your significant other. You're modeling yourself after your best friend. You're modeling yourself to what you feel like your children feel you should be like. You're modeling yourself as to what you feel like the pastor feels you like you should be like. Or you're modeling yourself after what you feel like, you know, your administrator feels like you should be like. You're so busy trying to become the perfect person for everybody else. You're trying to prove yourself. You don't need to prove yourself to nobody but yourself. So, the trick of the enemy is for you to feel like you need to put your, that love comes from somewhere else. No. You need to love you. Say, I love me. Because I do. You do. Love yourself. Love yourself enough not to let those things bother you. Love yourself to move on. Love yourself to safeguard yourself from these things. You feel like these people are trying to get to you? Hey, they might be. Don't let them. You see the setup? Do what you need to do. If you feel like the setup was to get you distracted or whatever like that, to stop you, whatever like that, but you spent time trying to prove it, they won. Don't allow it to happen. Love yourself to move on. Love yourself. Love yourself to do what you need to do. To do that. Love yourself to change your circle of people. Love yourself to love other people from a distance. Love yourself to not wonder why this happened. Not to wonder why they felt bad. Not to wonder why they feel this way about you. Not to wonder why this happened. Because it is going to rack your brain. Love yourself to spend the next 21 days loving yourself. Love yourself to spend the next 21 days trying to figure out what it is that you want to do for you, because you love yourself enough to know that. So, in becoming a better you, a sincere better you, take from now into next week to find yourself, to love yourself, to figure out what it is that you need to do for you to love you, that you need to do to find you. That is the first step of being able to come out of trials and tribulations. Being able to overcome certain things, a lot of emotional stuff, it's not going to happen overnight. It's a step-by-step process. So join me next week to be able to figure out another step in this process. Forgive yourself for the past. Love yourself for your current, your present. and motivate yourself for your future. Okay? You're here in the present, and your future's awaiting. Take a deep breath. Say hello to the new you, your new goals, and walk out into a beautiful new world for yourself. I'm Divine Favor. This is Sincerity, a Better Me. And join me next week Wednesday. Join me next week Wednesday for Sincerity, a Better You. Bye.